This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get into more of that later on in the show because important business to take care of. Joining us now on the phone is Tommy Curran, who on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, by Shaw's and Star Market, proud to be local since 1860, and Tommy Curran is powered by Verizon. Mr. Curran, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How's everything today with you, cats?
We're good, buddy.
The fellas are good. We're feeling very patriotic today, Tom, because of the U.S. hockey team starting. Olympics are going on, so it's kind of helping our Patriots post-mortem right now, having that.
Okay. Well, we'll all be okay. Spring's around the corner.
Now, let's get right into what happened on Sunday. The baseline question I want to start with, Tom, what was the one biggest differentiating factor between the Patriots and the Seahawks on Sunday?
Poise. Maturity, physical strength. You said one.
Keep going.
You did. No, you said one. So I think it would be they were ready. They were ready mentally. They were ready physically. They felt – I think the Patriots might have run into a little bit of an imposter complex. Is that what it's called?
I think so. Yep, that's what it's called. Yep.
Yeah. I think they might have run into that a little bit. You know, they – talked themselves into being one thing, and they started to realize early in the game, holy crap, we're not really that team. And when you watch the mic'd up, which I'm sure many Patriots fans will, and they're going to enjoy it because it's going to give you great insight into, you know, how this 2025 team and the great story that it was unfolded. But you can hear it in Mike's voice as he's talking to them during this 41-minute NFL Films thing. I think it might have just come out today. He's basically just trying to convince them, we got this. Relax. We're okay. We're okay. The same way many of us may have said to our kids coming back to the dugout after they just saw a 12-year-old throwing 71.
That's so true. Dude.
You're okay. You're okay. You know what? He's not going to hit
you. You might not get a hit, but you're not going to get hit at least. Hey Tom, You know, I'm curious. You know, look, you know, we talked about it after the game in our post game the other night. You know, the blame pie. Who do you blame it on? And so there's blame to go around for that offensive performance. But just just specifically about Josh in that game. Is it an excuse that you're willing to hear when you maybe hear people say, well, hey, the QB is only in his second year, the left tackle is only 22, they started two rookies on the left side. When it comes to not having the adjustments, not maybe going to hurry up, not going to empty, maybe not having just answers to what the Seahawks were doing, is that an excuse to say that, hey, there was young guys and they couldn't, there's only so much they could do? Is that something you sign off on?
Yeah. It's plausible to start there. It is plausible to start there. But, you know, with your 9-year-old who just came back and saw a 71-mile-an-hour fastball, you might want to talk to him about trying to get a bunt down.
Exactly.
Maybe put your shoulder out there. I mean, you have to come up with some kind of a different strategy. And I do understand what was difficult, I think, for Josh in terms of making the pivot, was that they would have blips of competent play. You'd get a 6-yard run from Ramondre. You'd think that you were, like, the first two drives, those were the most prolific drives of the game. I think they gained 58 on the first drive before bogging down thanks to a 10-yard sack. And then when they come back to the sideline after that, Teddy, I'm sure that, okay, well, if we just held up on that and they didn't take a 10-yard sack, it'd be 3-3. Or, hell, it might be 7-3. But then it kept happening one play every drive that would short-circuit what they were doing. Not like they were ripping off yards, but they'd be progress, progress, boom, done, off. So my long way of saying this is it seemed like I understand him being slow to adjust because it felt like they believed that we're just not performing the way we can. And in truth, it was they were just not capable of performing the way that they thought. And Josh maybe should have had a better break glass in case of emergency plan than the one he employed. I mean, they tried to roll him out. He got caught when he tried to roll out. He tried to scramble. He got caught in ways we didn't see. They couldn't run up the middle, but they gained 9 yards with Travion Henderson on one run. I think he gained 9 yards, and then he catches, gains zero, and then May throws it too hard to booty, and you have to punt. It's just Josh definitely deserves, and I'm sure he's going through it himself, second-guessing of, you know, why didn't I get out of that faster? It's absolutely fair. It's not a cop-out to say that they're young, there were injuries. I don't think that that's a bad place to start, but you also have to prepare for worst-case scenario.
Tom, were you surprised with the way that Drake May struggled in the game? And going forward, do you believe the way the Seahawks played him and the Patriots offense and the game plan that they had, that that offers a blueprint to how to defend him, and that possibly reveals holes in his game or armor?
I wasn't necessarily surprised, because it's not like I have never seen Drake play like that before. That's how he looked against the Steelers. You know, those were mistakes that he kind of made against the Raiders. Those were panicky plays. It's been months since I saw him play like that. And in neither of those games did he never have a look of competency. I mean, there was a look of terror and resignation. Terror overstates it. There was a look of concern, profound concern, that, holy crap, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. Again, I'm overstating. Holy crap, this is harder than I thought. That I haven't seen really all year. So that was a little bit of a surprise, but I could see it, because I think that all of us, in anything we do, when we're having a hard time, we might feel the same way. So that is part. And no, I don't think there will be a blueprint because it was pressure related, I believe. I think if you see something work, if you do something, Fitzy, that works,
yep,
week after week after week after week, and then it doesn't work, you say, okay, well, if I go against this, then I have to do this. I can get better at that. He played a harder course. It was golf. Played a harder course.
Yep.
You know, yeah, too much wind.
Too much wind.
Okay, I'm not going to hit driver in the wind like that. I'm going to knock something down. So he played a harder course, and he'll be more ready for that course the next time he plays it.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, with us here on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, on the defensive side of the football, another performance in which the Patriots defense had an opposing quarterback on skates, at least. I think a worse QBR than Drake May for Sam Darnold during the course of the game. So what about the Patriots game plan against Seattle defensively stood out to you and impressed you most?
I just think their ability to get the very most out of their people. Because it's scheme, because it's the way they work, as Teddy would tell you, hand in glove. Every finger seems to know what the other fingers are doing. Yeah, they lost contain a couple times. Anthony Jennings lost contain early on a run. I'm not sure who was on the right-hand side on that long Kenneth Walker run where Christian Gonzalez ran him out of bounds. But I thought overall they played really well, like a hand in glove. And maybe as the game wore on, they decided they needed to try and make plays. It's interesting. There wasn't a massive time of possession gap for a fair portion of the game until later on. So I don't think that they were getting tired. But I just think that they play, their collective talent plays above their individual talent because of the ability of Zach Kaur. I think we should credit now, given all that he's done, of him to read the game and to read what is working and to stick with it if it is.
You know, Tom, I'm curious. I feel like we could be moving on to the future, but I just still have more questions about this game.
I love the Super Bowl. Okay, it's great. It's everything. It's the culmination.
Let's keep going then. All right, so just some of the decisions, the coaching decisions. I thought the offense was very conservative to start. I can see them maybe doing that, being conservative. But then to start this third quarter and down 12-0, they come out, go 3-and-out, and then they have a chance on their own 41-yard line to maybe go for it on 4th-and-1. They opted to punt right there. Did you agree with that? Did you think they could have been more aggressive in their decision-making? They didn't challenge what I thought maybe an early out-of-bounds catch by the Seahawks. Just your overall thoughts on the coaching in that game.
I thought it was protective. Of the situation. All right, well, we can go for it here, 4th-and-1, but we're not getting dink right now. So if we go for it, we give them a short field, and they're 12 yards away from another 3 points, at least. It's 15, then we're screwed. Why don't we just punt it away? Defense is playing great. They're not moving the ball. If they get 12 yards after we punt it, then we're still okay. I guess I would say they're extending their this is the reality of it. Okay, we're going to extend the drive for what? It's a weird way of looking at it, but okay. So now we have 1st and 10 at our own 43. It's not like we're knocking on the door.
Right, right.
I think the time to – it's, and that's the way I felt. You know, Brian was talking as the game went along. Brian Hoyer, when we were in there, he goes, turnovers killed us. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think they did. I don't think if you didn't turn the ball over on those occasions – you were about to embark on a drive that was going to get you points. It really felt like a bleak offensive existence. And I think, Teddy, there was a realization that it was going to be hard offensively. And as a result, they were going to play as aggressively as they could on defense and not do anything to compromise themselves on offense. And it kind of worked. When you think how long it stayed at 3-0, 6-0, 9-0, 12-0, they kind of we're getting away with it for a while. It was interesting, though. There was on this mic'd up, which, again, I suggest you guys listen to, one of the Seahawks defenders, and they were appropriately confident on their sideline. I don't think they were cocky or ridiculous. They go, they know they can't move the ball on us. They know they're screwed. And that was kind of clear.
Yeah, so, Tom, watching the offensive line struggle as mightily as they did, not just against the Seahawks, but on the postseason on the whole. I mean, they gave up 21 sacks, obviously, and Will Campbell sort of became the lightning rod or the linchpin of people's frustrations with the offensive line. What would you gauge your level of concern? I don't know, go 0 to 10 with it. Your level of concern with needing to fix or adjust the offensive line going forward following a difficult postseason run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
If you want to win a Super Bowl, it has to be a 9 or a 10. If you want to win 8 games, it's probably a 3. I mean, you have to get younger at right tackle. Not that Morgan Moses was a disaster all year by any stretch of the imagination. But if you want to get back to the Super Bowl, I don't know if you want a 35-year-old guy as being your full-time answer. And Wenu's got to probably lose a little bit of weight and get a little more mobile. I'm sure that the notion of moving Jared Wilson into center, although Garrett Bradbury had a really good year, you know, all of it has to be investigated if you want to be a Super Bowl team. That's it, Fitzy. I mean, you want to be good, you want to be fine, that's okay. If you want to be an elite team, to go right to left with a 34-year-old, a heavier fella, a cast off from Minnesota who played great, a guy who was physically not prepared, and another guy who's in Jared Wilson, and another guy who was playing with an injury and does have some less than ideal measurables, but a number of great other attributes. You got to try and get better where you can. That's 9,000% the reason every time people bring up J.J. McCarthy, you want to trade J.J. McCarthy? No, I didn't. I wanted a friggin' tackle and a quarterback. I couldn't watch it anymore. I could not watch games not even be able to be participated in by the Patriots offensively because they couldn't block anybody. So that, to me, it's always the offensive line, or you're going to come to a point where you cannot friggin' compete.
Tom, we led the show talking about the case of Stephon Diggs, who, despite having a 3-year deal, a lot of the guaranteed money now paid out, so there are limited penalties against potentially parting ways. So the two-parter, based on our conversation earlier on today, how integral was Diggs to the team's success, both on-field and off, and how certain are you he is a Patriot in 2026?
I think he was vital in terms of giving a level of veteran confidence swagger to the team, and I know that Bill often would scoff at swagger over the years, so that after 20 years we didn't come to really believe that it mattered. But I think on a team like this year, the ability to believe in yourself before you've seen something, as Mike said a couple different times, I think Diggs helped with that. I think Diggs might have helped these guys think they, you know what, you can do this, but I've never done it. Yeah, you're fine. I think that Diggs helped with that. So I think he was integral to the success of a team, and probably to Drake May too, because the cultural aspect of the team too, where Diggs is a superstar in the league that Drake May has watched, and his ability to speak to May and bump him up probably helped. The likelihood he's on the team next year, everybody's replaceable. As Vrabel said the other day very well, they're looking for better and cheaper. all the time, and the veterans have to figure out a way to fend that off and make that search harder. So the Patriots could get better. There are better wide receivers out there than Stephon Diggs. Are they less expensive? Probably not. So what do you want from your lead wide receiver? That's what they're going to have to answer. I don't want to put a percentage on it because I haven't really talked to anybody and I don't have a sense.
Okay, Tom, last question for me, and this is not me asking. I'm asking this question for a friend. Would the Patriots have been better off losing in the divisional round or in the AFC Championship game as opposed to going to the Super Bowl and getting embarrassed like they did? What do you think?
Does your friend have an opinion?
What's that?
Does your friend already have an opinion?
He has a strong opinion on that.
Mighty unpopular one, some would say.
Oh. Well, if your friend says that, no, you always want to get to the Super Bowl and get to the final game because only a coward would want to lose before they get tested completely, then I agree with him. If your friend says that it's best to hide under your little tent before somebody shows, your friend is probably somebody who wouldn't mind seeing somebody have a clear path to dunking in an NBA game, as opposed to being the guy who's like, you know what, they're paying me to challenge this guy who's trying to dunk. I'm going to challenge him. And then everyone goes, oh, he got put on a poster. Damn, he's doing his job.
Hey, but all kidding aside, just real quick, like,
I know,
I don't want to tell my friend what you say because he'll be horribly embarrassed because he respects the hell out of me.
He'll never hear it. Well, he probably thinks of an idiot.
Just the psychological, they lost, all right? You don't see them having some hangover. This, like, Drake May all of a sudden is going to be, you know, ruined from this. This is just a...
I mean, Teddy, think about it. What would be more disastrous? Losing to Jarrett Stidham? You want that? And I'm not yelling at you.
Yep, go.
What, do you want to lose at home to Houston with C.J. Stroud? Vomiting completely down his jersey.
Yep. I agree.
I mean, you want to lose in the last game and say you got there and then have people wonder whether or not you're the worst Super Bowl representative of all time. And they're not even close, by the way.
No.
No, you got to get to the last game.
The last game.
I mean, you want to play Pebble Beach. You want to play in the last group on Sunday. You might shoot an 88.
It's so
but
true.
But you were out there.
So true.
You may have to pull a tin cup McAvoy and put 12 in the water before you get that hole in one there, Tommy. But, you know, do what you got to do. Last one for
me
as well. Yeah, I get you. Last one for me real quick. Just your final thoughts on the job Mike Vrabel did this year. I thought the glimpses into the way that he conducted and composed himself, winning Coach of the Year, that heartbreaking but incredibly inspiring video of him saying 307 days, boys, we're all going to get pissed off together. And then thanking the media for the great job you guys did. I almost had to like rewind and play that bet. Wait, did the head coach of the Patriots just thank the media for the job they did? I give him such an A+ for everything, but I just wanted to give you a quick chance to offer final thoughts on the job Vrabel did this year before we turn the page.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good enough.
Oh.
Left him speechless. Tom. Wow.
We lost him, man.
All right.
Sorry. Well, no. You got me.
Okay.
I had to get up to TV, so I was turning on the shower, and I didn't want the shower noise to come on while you were talking.
I love it.
So I hit
Inside
mute,
radio,
and then my
I
wife,
love it.
Oh, yeah.
Then my wife called in, so all I could see was hold and accept and then accept. And you know how that question totally flummoxes you. You're like, what does that mean? What if I do this? And then I froze.
Wow.
We've all been there.
Just a window into the creative process.
I think that Mike, I don't know if he'll ever be able to have a season like that again. It really tapped into what I think is, we'll find out, but might be his superpower as somebody who's able to relate, motivate, connect. He totally deserves Coach of the Year for really imbuing these players and coaches like Zach Kaur, for instance, with a sense of, we can do this. We're all right. We can do this. Like, look at all these guys. You know, does Doug Marrone really know Josh McDaniels? Did all the other offensive line coaches really know each other? Probably not. They probably didn't know each other very well at all. Did the players know each other? Nope, they didn't. Garrett Bradbury probably didn't know Morgan Moses and Michael Wenu. All down the line. So really a remarkable job, and appreciated the chance to cover him the same way that I appreciated all the opportunities to cover the successful teams that Bill ran and the great years that I had covering Bill when he was engaged and transparent. And he was at times for a long portion of his tenure and able to articulate things to us and help us understand football. So I couldn't be luckier to cover this franchise. And I mean that when I say, I don't care if you covered the 20s and 50s Yankees or the Canadiens or the Celtics or whoever you covered. I don't think there's ever been any better franchise to cover for the experience than this one.
All right, Tom, we've kept you from your shower long enough. So thank you for the time today, and congratulations on another great season following along with this team. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, DC.
All right, guys. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.